You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2MTL for January 15th. Soon after I started thinking about this topic, which shall be about flying one's freak flag, I found out that I, along with Stephen from Radio Free Scaro, had been nominated for an award. We showed up on the Podcast this year to explain Doctor Who podcasting, and as a result, we are now running away with the vote for Nerdiest Guest. Thanks. Really. And since I don't think Stephen rattled off a single production code in that one, I'm thinking that I'm the one whose freak flag was in evidence. Or maybe we can share it after all. I mean, more than 10 million people watched Doctor Who in Britain on Christmas, and there are only 50 to 100 active Doctor Who podcasters in the world. If you run the numbers, that makes any Doctor Who podcaster, by definition, so uniquely eccentric as to be a proud bearer of the freak flag. Yes, proud. The top definition in the Urban Dictionary for freak flag, a characteristic, mannerism, or appearance of a person, either subtle or overt, which implies unique, eccentric, creative, adventurous, or unconventional thinking. And as fans of the show of Tom Baker, Matt Smith, and Colin Baker's coat, how can you not appreciate eccentricity and creativity in yourself or others? At the same time, a couple of years ago, tech pundit Andy Anatko tossed off a line on his blog that's stuck with me forever. He cited Title V of the Freak Flag Compact, quote, "Failure to acknowledge that what you do might seem weird to open-minded, good-hearted outsiders can result in revocation of your permit to operate said flag in public." Now, I've seen some stuff in online fandom recently that's forced me to remind myself of the validity of eccentric opinions and behaviors. For example, it's even today perfectly valid for some Ianto Jones fans to feel that the character was poorly served, or for other fans to stake out filming locations, as they have been for years, or for other fans to cling to David Tennant's regenerated corpse without accepting Matt Smith. All of that is actually valid still. But what I'm asking for from those fans, as well as those other fans who are bewildered by them, is humility, a little more self-awareness, which is what Inatko's Freak Flag Compact is all about. The recognition that aggressive, off-putting, or harassing behavior doesn't help your cause, and also the recognition that criticism of your point of view is, usually, not a personal attack on you. I'm bringing my freak flag to Gallifrey 1 next month. That's the gathering of the tribe, and of the tribes plural. It's going to be a great time, and it'll be even greater if those of us who are going there can respect our differences, respect each other, and spend more time embracing what we enjoy instead of fighting turf battles. And the same is true for online fandom and other social fandom. Otherwise, honestly, you might find yourself ultimately enjoying Doctor Who less than the 10 million ordinary folks who just sit down and watch the telly on Saturdays. And that's the January 15 2-Minute Time Lord. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord and visit facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening. See you soon.